Here's my hot take about this show.
I thought you were doing it.
Here's my hot take. The deep solo is everything. Now think about it. It's not a joke. Think of it. You didn't even watch the show. Think about it, bro. The deep, just going to the ocean. It's like 85% of the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going to the ocean. Nobody could follow him there. And even if Homelander could, like, fly into the ocean with them, he can get every single freaking animal in there to attack Homelander.
Well, I know you got that straight from TikTok.
I mean,
yeah.
I got the premise of, like, everybody, like, yo, deep solos, and it was a joke, it was a meme. But then I thought about it, and I was like, bro.
It makes sense.
What if he just lasers the ocean?
Bro, he can't laser the entire ocean, dude. He solos everything.
Run off with his lasers.
Yeah, like if he just wanted to run away, he could just live in the ocean because he's got gills.
True.
I don't know if he can handle the pressure, but...
Here's another hot take. Yeah. Starlight, I don't know how she got into the Seven, bro. She's weak.
No, she's not that weak.
Bro, like her superpower is like blinding people.
Well, it's using like electricity to like... You know, that's her
power.
People
lifted Ram trucks already have that superpower every single day, dude.
Yeah, I've been in front of a BMW once or twice.
Yeah. Like,
my eyes.
Literally at her, like, most powerful moment of the entire show, when Huey, like, turns up, like, all the freaking electricity inside of the TV set room, and she literally gets all that power, and she starts floating because the energy's running through her. And she hits Soldier Boy with the biggest blast of... whatever it is she does that she possibly could muster. Bro gets knocked back like 3 feet and then gets up in like 2 seconds. And I get he's like really powerful and like strong.
Like, he like didn't take any legitimate damage like throughout his time in the season. Like he could get punched around and knocked around, but he never took like any damage.
Isn't Starlight supposed to be strong? Like how, like when she fell, like when after she like blasted him, like with using all her power or whatever, she falls like 2 feet and then like falls on the ground like she's
she expelled a lot of energy. It wasn't the falling that did it,
and she did just get thrown into a wall.
By the way, we did just kind of hop into it, but also welcome back to MediaX. We are doing season 3 of The Boys today. We might talk about season 1 and 2, but as of now we're doing only season 3. Don't know how long of a podcast this is going to be, but I'm Nick, this is Jack. We have
Howdy,
Dylan on again.
I'm here.
And we can continue with the conversation. I was going to say something as far as like powers go. I don't know where their powers lie. I feel like it fluctuates.
What do you mean? Like,
so like
the more V they have, the more
I feel
power.
Like it's also the same thing with like Marvel has been doing it. Like they just all of a sudden have, like, it feels like they're just making up shit at this point. They're like, yeah, like, you know,
well, I mean, the powers aren't the point. It's the people that have the powers. That is where the stories drive.
Yeah, but I understand that. But like in the show, it was like Homelander has like the equivalent of like Superman strength. Like from what we have always understood is that he always does that.
Yeah.
But apparently, because like, you would think like if you.
Of course his name's John, too.
John. His name is John?
Yeah, his name's John.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know John. That.
Fine,
but
no,
like
season one.
If you punch. It, like, if Soldier Boy punched Homelander and he's up against a wall, wouldn't he just go through the wall? Because the wall is less powerful structure-wise.
Don't worry about it.
That was something that I thought of. And then, like, I feel like just everything around them would crumble. Like, if they're fighting in the tower, I feel like...
they get thrown down a couple of
floors. Yeah, they fall, and then they would, go through the floor. That's what I thought. But, I mean, I guess whatever. And then, like, Maeve is powerful enough to punch Homelander... But then, like, when she punches a filing cabinet, she dents it instead of completely throwing it through the wall. I mean, I guess that's more work. I get it. But, like...
I mean, it's a tower designed
to handle superheroes. So maybe
it's more reinforced. Like, you know.
Hey, yo, you got that titanium filing cabinet? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all of their budget is going.
You got that popcorn ceiling with the tensile strength of a titanium truck crate?
Oh, okay, but on the real, though, we obviously all know that Homelander is, like, top, kind of tied with Soldier Boy. I feel like probably Soldier Boy is a little bit more
But it's, like, it's weird because it's, like, in this season... They kind of imply that pretty much, like, anybody with superpowers has, like, super strength to an extent. Because, like, if you remember, like, Herogasm, like when Huey punches A-Train, and A-Train's like, what the hell? How did you hit me that hard? Like, yeah. What happened?
I think it gives everybody super strength and like something else.
I think it's enhanced strength, except but then like maybe, some people are more powerful than maybe others. Just gets,
that's what I'm saying.
But the part that we talked about as far as in the season, because I kind of got Stranger Things season 4 vibes from this, because like...
What?
Okay, not in the sense of like the same... what's the word? The same like... subject matter, but as far as like what happens in the show, like it's not like a new villain, but it's like nothing happens.
Yeah,
there's no real deaths, nobody really dies, and in reality, like, I don't even think, as far as, I mean, if you haven't seen season 4, this is going to be a spoiler really quick of Stranger Things, but whatever, in the next 5 to 10 seconds, Eddie isn't really dead. They said he's not dying. They said they're bringing him back for season 5. So it's like, even still, when you think about it, nothing happens in Stranger Things, and nothing happens in this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Maeve, shit, sorry. Maeve doesn't die. Soldier Boy doesn't die.
Noir might be dead.
Noir's probably dead. The people they kill off are like...
He obviously doesn't have healing powers, because otherwise... He wouldn't be wearing that mask all the time because his face wouldn't be effed up.
Yeah, they kill off the people who were immediately, like, introduced. For some reason, I thought that they were going to introduce, like, a clone of Homeland. What I thought it was going to be is that...
Like the comics.
Yeah, what I thought it was going to be is that the original guy who was Black Noir got killed and then was replaced with a clone of Homelander. But also, like, it's kind of... impossible for that to be the case, so I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know, the whole like power structure in here is kind of like, it kind of fluctuates between
scuffed a little bit.
Kind of fluctuates between the seasons, because like, I don't know, like obviously Homelander's always kind of been like consistent, I feel like, you know, and he's like okay at fighting, he's not the greatest.
Like, Maeve, literally, like, there's that scene where she's fighting, like, the 6 or 7 guys at once, and she's training, and, like, she actually has some sort of, like, fight coordination.
But yeah, because Maeve's been actually training.
But Homelander, like, is blocking punches and is, like...
Well, because he's just strong.
Like, but he's strong, but at the same time, like, he shouldn't be blocking punch. Like,
I mean, he's fought supervillains before. Like, you know, they had the whole super terrorist thing in the earlier seasons.
Yeah, but all he's done is just laser them the whole time. Yeah. He's never truly, like, fought them hand-to-hand, I feel like. And if he has, then we haven't been shown that.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe he's been training off-screen after Herogasm.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. I saw like another like post about it, and it was like, I don't know. If you look at like the power difference, like Homelander's obviously like way stronger than Maeve and like and all that. Like Maeve had to literally like stop drinking for, you know, months or whatever, and then actually like it showed her like training, like physically like training, because she wanted to kill Homelander. That was her whole goal. So she's been training for this moment. Like after all that time, like Homelander, like not easily, but like, you know, without much effort, like, you know, takes her out pretty much, like, just, yeah.
Well, I mean, he not has necessarily. I mean, he does. She jams the straw in his ear,
I don't think she was gonna win after he like, takes, she got her eye poked out and like punched back.
Well, she jams the straw in his ear. Like, what was her plan to like just kind of smack the straw into his brain and kill him?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of a way to discombobulate, like. You know, get him off the.
That's true.
Get him off the, you know, the offensive.
That's true. But and then if you keep in mind, then you see like his and the other thing. You know how like in the end of season 2 they show that what's her name is like the head popper. It's kind of the same thing in this. Like you find out that she's a villain, and then she gains power. But then this season she's just, you find out that she gains more ground. Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing.
Yeah. So if you think about it. From the previous season ending to this season ending, nothing really has changed.
No.
Like,
yeah, no, not at
like,
all.
Like, everybody's really still alive except for Black Noir and who else died? Like, who else died? Nobody really.
Nobody important.
I mean, a lot of people died in Herogasm.
Yeah, but nobody really, like, cared about
from
that.
From the 7, the people who have died.
And so far, it's just Translucent, Black Noir, and.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, Translucent and Black
Noir. A-Train's still alive somehow.
Yeah. Well, he just got new hearts, so we're going to see more of him in the next season.
I'm fine with him being alive. I mean,
yeah, I liked his arc. His arc was neat.
He has a better arc than most of the other people.
I mean, he's still like an
ass sometimes. Yeah,
he's still like a flea thing. Ass. It's like he's going through that whole like plot of like he's trying to make things better, but then like his selfishness kind of reigns true. So all the stuff he does really just makes things worse for all the people around him and the people he cares about. Because he's not really like. It's kind of like how in politics, it's like you see something and then you're like, oh, yeah, I care about it. But then, like, you don't really care about it until it directly affects you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where he was, like, you know, with all the African, like, promoting stuff. It's like, yeah, I'm with for the people, for the culture. But then he didn't really, wasn't passionate about it
until his brother got hurt.
Yeah, until his brother got injured.
And then as soon as he got his actual powers back, he's like, all right, I'm back to my old suit, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as this season goes, it was good. But I think it's also clouded by the fact that, like, I don't know, I like Jensen Ackles as Soldier Boy.
Oh, I thought the season was great.
This season was awesome.
I feel like it ended on a flat note a little bit. But, like, everything up to it was great. Like, I feel like the bigger reveals didn't matter too much. But, like, everything leading up to it was really cool. And the storylines that they kind of had going. Because, like, they had a lot of stuff going on, but it all kind of worked together.
Mm-hmm. It's good, and I enjoyed it. I mean, a lot of the parts in the show would piss you off, but like that were meant to piss you off would make you angry.
Yeah. A lot more sex this time around. You know, the season starts off with termite going into a man's penis, which was done via practical effects, believe it or not.
Yeah, I saw the set.
I saw the set, and it's actually kind of gross.
I won't let them forget that, because I'll keep on reminding them. Cause it's the
catheter
funniest.
Camera and pretty real much. Wiener with termite superimposed.
That was like, I've seen a lot of intros to shows that have like shocked me, but I think that takes the cake. I don't think I can find
it's any. Definitely a very uncomfortable season.
Definitely takes the cake for the boys, at least. Because, you know, the first season we had Huey's girlfriend getting run over. And then what do we have the second season? I forgot about that one.
I don't know. This is kind of a blur.
I don't remember the second season as much.
I remember the ending. It had a badass ending, but, like,
yeah,
what happened during it? I got to, like, refresh because it's been a while.
I know.
It's been at least 2 years for me now.
I think the question that people always ask is who would win, Superman, Homelander, or Omni-Man?
And we've answered Omni-Man this Solos. Question on
we've asked this question.
Invincible,
I think Homelander's bottom, but it's then
Homelander's definitely bottom. He has no fighting experience.
It's then between
like he has fighting experience, but he's not like really trained. He's just so like in his
also
like,
Screw
world.
Tech himself said that Omni-Man would beat him.
I think Omni-Man would beat... Well, Omni-Man would definitely beat Homelander because you have to keep in mind the planet he comes from are just, like, a bunch of different, pretty much, like, more Omni-Mans. Powerful Homelanders that are just have to kill each other and the strongest wins.
I think Mark could kill Homelander.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, definitely.
where we see him.
I would
like,
definitely watch that.
Absolutely, like,
But it's just, like, for Homelander, he's stronger than, like, the power level. Like, he's honestly not that much above everyone else because we've seen him get wounded by like other people. Like, it's like if you get three strong superheroes, you could probably, like, you know,
but that's the thing that I never thought about. Like, you have Homelander, right? And they're like, nobody can kill him. But then, like, when you watch this season, you're like, if you get five superheroes that are like not as powerful as Soldier Boy, but like kind of close, like Kimiko level, I'm pretty sure they could probably kill him.
Yeah, like this is the most vulnerable Homelander has been, both physically and mentally.
His
mental state is a whole thing, and I loved everything about what they did with Homelander.
Does it make you feel kind of bad
for
a little bit? Yeah, for Homelander.
Yeah, low key, like because. You know, we've learned that he's, like, raised pretty much in a lab, and he really
Test
had no
baby.
Child. Yeah, he had no childhood, no father, no mother. You know, he was raised by Vought. By scientists. And
so the way that I look at it is it's, like, Homelander's been manipulated all of his life by different people, and this is the first time he's kind of, like, broken out of that.
Yeah, and, like...
Because it's, like, it started with the, you know, the scientists, then it was all the, like, PR people at Vought kind of leading him the way. And then it was Stormfront. But then, like, the way he is now, it's kind of like a combination of all three of those, like, influences. that you see at the end of the season. It's like he's kind of gone through that like whole like PR person slash like super supremacist slash like superhero type thing, and it's like really interesting because you can kind of see all those personalities clashing with each other as he's dying.
So mentally. Do you think there, since at the end they show Soulja Boy, do you think they're gonna bring him back to kill Homelander?
No, or do you think he's just gonna plot of this season. They're not gonna build that up like
I think Soulja Boy's done.
I think they might bring him back.
They might, but
Bring him back. Maybe not, probably not next season, but maybe a couple seasons up they might somehow, but not, they won't focus the entire season on it.
Basically. I do, in a way, I sympathize more with Soulja Boy than I do Homelander, because I think Soulja Boy, like, realizes that he's a bad person. He, like, completely realizes it, and he doesn't like himself, but, like, you can see vulnerability to him, like, when he kills people and him, like, not liking it, which is really kind of...
The priest and the nun would disagree.
Well, yeah, but, like, the part where after he kills all that? The...
So it was, like, they were doing... they're hunting down Brainstorm, and then they walk onto the road, and then there was, like, just a priest and a nun with their broken-down car. Shoots him in the head. It's just, like, it's a...
Well, to be fair, they were spies.
Yeah.
But he... There's the part after he, like, blows up that building, and then he's like, I didn't mean to kill those people. Yeah. Like, he was really – you could see that he was upset. But a part of me was really hoping, like, when they brought him back, like, he would be an actual good person. Like, but no, they didn't. That's the issue with having, like, a favoritism towards a specific actor, is that when you see them be a piece of shit, you're like,
No, he's a dick. Most superheroes in the show are assholes in one way or another. And that's kind of the, you know, the driving theme of the show, is that, like, power corrupts. Mm-hmm. It's like you intertwine or you interchange celebrities in real life to superheroes in the show, and it's basically the same thing, just with superpowers.
Doesn't it corrupt Huey a little bit?
Yeah, that's kind of his arc, because they introduce the Temp V, which gives you 24 hours of being a superhero. Yeah. And then, you know, Huey kind of being the weakling that he's been the entire show. He takes it, and he kind of gets this, you know, this surge of power, and it becomes addicting to where he keeps taking it, and it's kind of made him more and more of an asshole as the show goes on, because he has power. He can finally rescue his girlfriend and kind of feel like he's on equal footing with her. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up, you know, he does a lot of selfish things throughout the show.
He gets a big head about it.
Exactly.
What are you looking at?
Jack's looking at...
Don't look. I'm looking.
What are you looking at?
Keep the conversation
going. Let's keep going. Yeah. So that's kind of Huey's arc. And it's like, I like what they've done with Huey, because it's like, you know, the change from him at the beginning of the show to now, it's like a completely different character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's been so like subtle that he's gotten like more confident and more like capable. Even if he's not a superhero, it's like he still kind of helps out in his own way.
Mm-hmm. I thought there were more people a part of Soulja Boy's team. Was I wrong? No. There was Gunpowder.
Yeah, and Gunpowder.
TNT Twins.
The twins get murked at Herogasm. Mm. Gunpowder gets killed by Butcher. You got I forget the name. It's like the Scarlet person.
The girl,
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I don't know.
She just dies.
Dude, that poor guy in the Homelander suit just gets vaporized.
Wait, what?
You don't remember that part? Like, she's in the amusement park and she shoots the red ball and he just blows up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like...
And then
this
Black
season,
Noir.
This season has made me like Marvin more.
Oh, yeah, MM.
Yeah. I find him to be... See, okay, I don't know if they're going to do it. This is the issue with knowing how the comics end. But, like, in his actual... him as an actual person, he was like a test subject of Vought, and like actually has like mild like super strength and speed.
Who?
I don't think if they haven't done that by now, that's not his motivation. Is Soulja Boy killing his family
still kind of badass? I was really happy when he punched the shit out of what's her name's stepdad.
Oh yeah,
just
bro, he is the biggest like dick rider in the entire freaking series.
He really, but like to be fair,
what
like
does that mean?
Marvin, he's kind of just
the stepdad of one of the main character's daughters, because like the main character like got divorced from his wife, and like, you know, the wife kind of like got remarried or anything.
But that was just
stepdad's like basically just hates the superheroes, trying to kill him or whatever, because he knows the truth, and like, or not the stepdad, the real dad. And then the stepdad is like just, you know, only watches the news and like, you know, sees like, you know, sees Homelander on the news and stuff, which makes him look so great, because that's what VOD is, just a huge, like, you know, news network.
Like, think of like people that like go to like every single like Trump rally.
Okay, I wasn't gonna bring it there.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, I mean, that's where they're going.
You
can't talk about the show without getting political, because that's what it is.
Well, you can.
It is a political commentary on a lot of things.
But it's there is parts without saying what sides we are on, but like, I mean, to be fair,
that's where the source material is coming from. It's not like to cast judgment, but that is what they're basing it off, and that is what it is coming off
as. And somewhat it may be exaggerated.
Only believes what he sees on TV, and then he's just a huge dick rider for Homelander.
But that goes for both sides. I mean, no matter what, there's people who, whether they're
so
on the
much
left
to
or
where
right.
Like he was at a rally or whatever, and Homelander comes down. This is the end scene of the season. Like, Homelander comes down, introduces his son to like the world pretty much, and there's like a protester in the crowd who's against Homelander. And
he, like, is that the military guy?
No.
Oh.
No.
Chucks a like empty can of like Arizona or something at the kid's head and was like, "F you, fascist!" And then like, you know, everybody goes quiet. They clear a path, and like the protesters just kind of like stand there looking at Homelander, and Homelander just lasers him in the face and
just
like
blows
his head off. And then like, what's his name, Todd? Is that
Ryan?
The stepdad.
I think it's Todd. I don't know.
It could be Todd.
I think it's Todd. He's like, goes to him. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He starts going nuts. Then everybody starts cheering.
But
then that guy's face just got blown off.
What did Marvin's wife see in him? I mean, I hate to I hate to be that guy, but Marvin's this like ripped ex-military guy who's like, actually, not gonna lie, he's a really good father.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the nicest guy.
He's the best morals. Well, on the team.
And I get it. Like he's got his problems, but like then she leaves him for him. Really? Yeah.
It's like the whole thing is that MM was obsessed with the whole taking down Vought and all that.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Tore his marriage apart.
But like, I don't like. You think what is it, Todd? You think he's gonna die?
No.
You don't think
he's
gonna
not
die?
That important.
Yeah. I don't think he's
he not
that maybe
important.
Not die,
he's just
there
but
to
he piss
might
people off.
Yeah.
Or maybe just kill him
maybe
off,
not
like,
die,
him.
But there may be like
but
something
he's like
that
such
happens
a side character. Like he only
it's like Ashley. It's like such a side
him.
Character that's like
when you're so side
you
character,
so
you
yeah.
just don't have any red flags around you at all.
Like you don't see him for like, I don't know, 95% of the show, and like it's only like some scenes whenever like MM is at his house with the wife or whatever, and the wife's with the husband or the stepdad or whatever.
So what happens to Edgar? Is he just in jail, or is he
like
just kind of
he's getting investigated
the previous VOD?
Oh yeah.
So he's gone.
Oh, like they said he was just taking a step down, which obviously means
he's gonna get investigated.
I don't think he's in jail. He can't go to jail. He's that man's probably way too powerful, and like because it's VOD. He was like the CEO of VOD since like the beginning of time.
So if
well, that's not true.
Well,
if what's her name's a head popper, because that's something
he was
that
the CEO since Soldier Boy, like he was in the flashback or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean that's.
I'm pretty sure he made Vaughn.
Well, I don't think he was the CEO back in like what was it the 80s?
I don't know. I think he was a pretty important person.
He was an important person in.
He was an important person, but I don't think he was the CEO.
I don't know what
anyways,
he did.
He's been in Vaughn for a long time.
Yeah, by the time he steps down, he was practically like. You know, the dude's got to be, like, a gajillionaire because it's freaking a lot. So, like, there's no way, like, I don't know. There's no way he's going to jail. That's just not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're going to see more of him. I think he'll come back maybe as, like, a minor character. Because, like, we didn't see a lot of him before he got, you know, yeeted out of the job.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of doing the whole... Like, I liked the direction that they took Edgar's character, too. Because, I mean, he was kind of standing up, like... I know he's kind of meant to be that guy, like in the comics, where it's like the person that doesn't fear Homelander.
No, that's the lady who dies. Well, that's just her character.
No, that is Edgar's character.
That is Edgar's character now.
I know that Stillwell is the name in the comics, but Edgar is the character that's like, you know, yeah, he can whine all he wants. Like, I don't care. I may do what I want because I'm the CEO. I don't care if he could kill me or whatever.
I'm pretty sure Stillwell did fear Homelander, though. Like,
well, yeah. No, that's the thing. Edgar in the show is Stillwell in the comics because Stillwell is the CEO and he's a dude and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, because he's trying to compare – you're shrugging it off, but he's trying to compare Stillwell to the Stillwell in the show, the woman.
I'm just surprised on how – short time we've spent so far.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, it's a season. I mean, we could talk about the whole show in general.
And we haven't talked about half the season.
Yeah, I know, we're still talking.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
I'm sorry, keep going.
What did we touch on?
Dude, we're talking about Rick in the Deep eating the...
that was uncomfortable.
Eating Ted?
It was Timothy. Put respect on Timothy's name.
Bro, that was so funny, though.
It was so sad. It was
like, sit down. He's like, guys, I brought us dinner. It's just live seafood.
And it's like, I love how he's eating. It's
eat
like,
the octopus.
He's begging for his life. he's praying right now.
He's
praying
for his life.
To God and eat the fucking octopus.
He doesn't want to eat the fucking octopus.
So what if like...
So messed
it's
up.
So that was uncomfortable. There was a lot of uncomfortable spots in this season.
I think this season. So I have found that like there are some shows that I legitimately like. I can sit through the entire thing, and then there's some shows where I have to like kind of skip past parts. I'll find myself where I'm like, I'm just gonna kind of skip through this, so I don't have.
I
to
didn't
watch
skip it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't no. skip through it. I would look away a little bit.
I skip past the part where like. Freaking Long Dong Johnson decided to stretch his penis out of the door.
Oh, Love
like,
Sausage?
All right, I don't really want to watch this. This is
kind, that was dude, kind that's of a
I just
that
knew
was
that entire, point. Yeah, that entire, like, show episode. Was
hero,
like RIP MM getting absolutely drenched in cum.
I saw that.
Oh, my
so
God.
Gross.
So funny, bro.
RIP MM's jacket.
So funny. Jacket, his whole body, dude. Bro went and took a break and took a shower in the middle of Hero Gathering.
Ugh,
what did he
so
say
gross.
After that happened? He was like, look it up, you big brown love bear.
Ugh, yes.
You big bear.
That's so nasty. Ugh. Ugh. Gross.
That was the best episode of the season by far, in my opinion.
It is pretty good.
The fight at the end was great.
Like, I feel like that could have been the finale. And like...
It could have.
I feel like that could have been the finale.
They could have stretched it out and then... But I think if they really stretched it out any longer, then it would have been...
Well, I mean, like, Homelander flying away in the end, that would have been a bad ending.
Yeah, or, like, so you get that, and then you kind of, like, maybe do the reveal that, like, Soldier Boy's Homeland's dead. Because it's like, I feel like that reveal meant nothing. Like, there was no point to it whatsoever. Other than, I guess, killing Noir. That is pretty important, but, like...
I just feel bad.
I feel
like
it didn't mean anything.
I wish Noir wasn't like. I don't know.
Yeah, why couldn't it have been like Ashley who died?
True.
Why isn't he.
Nobody likes Ashley, dude.
Why isn't Noir more powerful, though? That's the thing. I feel like his powers are so nerfed in this.
Well, he just doesn't do anything. Yeah, it's not that he's nerfed. It's that all he does in the season is just knock out Maeve and die.
Yeah,
that is it.
He should pretty much, and then run away and speak to his like imaginary friends in his head.
Yeah,
for, like a whole episode.
And that's the whole thing. Like they kind of like build up his whole like backstory just for him to die. Like he doesn't do
just
anything.
Trying to get like murked and like not even a fight. He doesn't even go out with a fight.
Yeah,
he's just sitting there and then just gets freaking his guts.
If he got like lasered, then I would be willing to say like he might have survived, but he got his whole like intestines just punched out.
And he doesn't regenerate, so
I mean, we don't know that,
dude. Like,
no, he would have had the scars.
Yeah, he would not have the scars.
He doesn't regenerate.
They go away.
That's true.
So what happened? Like when they showed that flashback of basically like what happened with Soldier Boy, like getting taken away, it was like a whole like elaborate scheme from the entire like the
from Payback. Yeah, their whole team. Used so that nerve agent that they used at the end of the season to knock him out, that's what they used to knock him out in the flashback so that the Russians could take him to their labs.
And like, what do they do the whole time? They just
they they, like, jacked a whole ton of radiation into him. That's why he does the laser stuff.
So originally he couldn't do like the...
No, the lasers were Russian like modification.
Oh, so originally he was just strong. That's all.
Yeah, he was just really strong, and he's Captain America.
Yeah, like bulletproof. And
yeah.
He was Captain America.
But then now he can like...
Now he has the laser that can...
Now he just sees like a little mini nuke.
Yeah.
His special ability is also
like exploding. They showed the clips, like when they're in the Russian lab, of them like injecting like radiation like into his eyes and stuff, like torturing him.
Yeah.
Throughout that whole thing.
That must suck.
Get that?
Oh yeah, geez.
And then they just stuck him into a
cryo chamber. Yeah,
a cryo chamber. They're like, all right, whatever. So the whole time I thought they were trying to kill him.
No, I don't think they were trying to test on him, make him into a weapon.
What? Here? Yeah. Wait, hold on. This is something that I thought of. So you know how they like try using the thing on Soldier Boy? Why didn't they just try using it on Homelander?
The nerve agent?
They knew it. They know
it. Because they're not really obsessed with killing Homelander as much as Butcher is now. So it's like, you know, for MM's sake, he wants to get rid of Soldier Boy. And that was their kind of goal in that last episode, is to get rid of Soldier Boy because he is a problem.
Right.
Probably more of a problem than Homelander now because of his laser.
You know. So how do they keep him in the cryo tube then? Like, did they just constantly pump those gas in? Oh,
he's frozen. He also has the mask on. I think they're
constantly... Oh, yeah, he does have the mask on.
They're constantly pumping... I'm sure they're constantly pumping the nerve agent into it. Kind of like how they did with Maeve. Like, they're trying to keep her asleep. They just did a poor job at it.
Yeah, but I also think he's just, like, frozen is the thing. Like, I think it's like... Because he has a human body just with drugs in it. So, it's like, you freeze the guy unless they have, like, ice powers. I think they're still, like, under.
That's true. I don't know. It's just, it's...
It sucks. Like, imagine just going to sleep and then waking up, like, you know, 50 years later. You're like, bro, not again.
Fallout 4.
I mean, what else?
I wanted to ask you guys. So, do any of you keep up with the comics or know how much more is in the comics?
I know what's left, but the comics aren't like a complete side-by-side.
Yeah,
it's not a cohesive storyboard for the show.
It's the same thing with Invincible isn't a side-by-side. It's close, there's similar parts,
but it's gotta be different, you know, because then everybody who's read the comics is like, well, I already know what's gonna happen.
It's the same thing with Walking Dead. It's slightly different, but there's still similarities to like keep it kind of
it's like relevant. From what I see on social media, it seems like the consensus is that the show is a lot better than the comics, because like apparently the comics is more of like an anti-superhero type stuff.
It's
And it's like in the show they humanize them, but they're just really shitty people.
Yeah.
Like it's like you can see it, and it's like I said, it's like compare it to celebrities, and that's what these superheroes are.
What do you mean by like anti-superhero? Like
I don't know, because I haven't watched it myself, but it's like I see a lot of people, it's like the original writer just really hates like superhero like comics and stuff like that.
It's like pretty much them just killing off superhero after superhero, and there are like ways, like the government has like installed ways of like killing superheroes. Like they have ways to kill superheroes, they just don't use them, so it's really kind of annoying. Butch, Huey is a lot less of like an important thing. Like he doesn't do as much in the comics. He's just kind of like a super side character. So it's pretty much Huey in like season one, like doesn't do shit. And then Butcher like literally does not care about anyone. Like it doesn't even matter. Like the whole Lenny thing, I don't think is a thing. He just kind of shits on Huey the whole time and everyone else. And
I did like that. Like, you know, they show the whole thing kind of how he's turning into his father.
Yeah.
Essentially like when he gets stuck in the mind flashback, he's just like, I'm a shitty person and I'm gonna keep being a shitty person, but I don't like it.
So how it's long keep happening. How long did he have to live? Like a year and a half
because he had been, because I mean he had known, because Starlight had told Butcher about the whole Tempe killing him, and he took it anyways.
So that begs the question, it's like it puts lesions in your head, but does it put it like lesions every single dosage or just on the last dose?
I remember seeing in the lab, it said like 3 to 5, like dosages was like fatal.
So, but then it should like 1 to 2 was like,
where it one does to two like safe? Damage. It's like, it's going to damage your brain, but I think you can live. So I think Huey is probably fine. Why unless take, they make that a plot point.
Why take temp V when they could have just taken permanent V and they would have
their
been
whole
fine.
Point is to like kill like the superhero or like kill the heroes because the V fee just makes people corrupt.
Yeah. Or whatever. The whole point was like once Homelander was dead, never do it again.
Yeah. Mm. They're only using it to like, you know, you
gotta fight as a fire means to fire. An end.
So yeah. Now, oh, I got a feeling I know what's gonna happen. I have like a sneaking suspicion I know what's going to happen.
Whether to kill Butcher?
I think I'm calling this. I know somebody's going to get mad at me for this, either in the comments or one of you guys. I think what's going to happen is Homelander is going to do some – it's going to be probably similar to the comics, but Homelander is going to do something, and then either he's going to be wounded or in the middle of doing whatever, and then Homelander is going to take Tempe for the last time and then kill him.
You mean Butcher?
Yeah. Or what'd I say?
You said Homelander.
I think Butcher's going to take Temp V and kill Homelander and then die.
I mean, that's a route they could go, but I don't think that's the route they're
going to go. Yeah. I feel like he does go out with like a heroic ending of some sort.
I was reading some articles.
Unlike Maeve, like, who just, you know, lives.
Yeah, I was reading some articles and like looking at, I don't know, talking to some other people about it. People think that just, I don't know, Butcher probably will just find a way to live. Sorry.
No, I don't. He's going to die. No, he's not going to live to see the end of the series.
Either that or he's going to take permanent V and then.
Think about it. Like the show itself, not even just talking about like plot or anything like that, but like the show itself, reason why a lot of people watch it is because of Butcher and Homelander. Like they're two main, like, you know, they're like really the. If they kind of killed off Butcher and Homelander this season, then like. Well, yeah, I'd still watch the next one, but I wouldn't be as interested.
Well, they're going to die at the end of the show. Probably, like if they're gonna die, because yeah, they are the main characters, and it's like they kind of have their little battles. I love how kind of casual they are, like with each other, like the superheroes and you know the boys. It's like at the beginning of the season they have the whole like movie premiere, and you have like A-Train and Homelander being like, "Hey, what's up, Huey?
Yeah,
I don't hate you, not at all." And like Homelander goes to his house, freaking just. Goes to the Butcher's house, go to Huey's house, and it's just like, yeah, this is a normal thing that is happening. Goes and signs his cast just in his house, and it's like, yeah, this is happening. This is fine. There's no bad blood whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. Like the previous season, they've been trying to kill each other for the past, you know. Like, honestly, I'm pretty sure Homelander just doesn't laser them then and there because, like, he keeps his life interesting or something.
Keeping his image, you know, if... They walk into it. Somebody walks into the apartment. They see like laser marks all over the walls. They know.
I mean, I don't think it's the first time Homelander's like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean now, and a big thing about this season is now he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Now he like they know
now he can just kill people in
public, and everybody was like, yeah.
And, I mean, that was
this is America.
A big thing for him too. Like Homelander is like. Just has so many different things going on for him in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many different like branching paths, like with his son, with like the congressman, with Soldier Boy, with kind of his wearing mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like he's getting more confident with, you know, who he is and what he wants to do.
I feel like in every single season we've seen, the bad guy is always kind of like been winning. I feel like end of season one, season two, season three, like I feel like it's always kind of, but I guess that's the thing is like they really never truly win.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about the end of season two, they kind of mortally wound Stormfront and you know rescue Ryan. I keep wanting to say that Stormfront's name is Livewire, and I don't know why. I don't know. Right. That's just the first thing that pops into my head.
So she just straight up kills herself in that one. That's so I hate that scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come here. Make you feel better. Ugh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where the girl's on the roof and he finds
out. That's worse.
Jump that. Jump. Just, I'm not asking anymore.
He's like, all right, come
I'm
on.
I'm not suggesting
step away
anymore.
From the ledge. Or
my
jump
annual
I'll
birthday
save. You.
Save.
Like, hey, you're my annual birthday save. And then towards the end of it, he's like, you know what? I want you to jump.
I want you to jump.
Take the L.
I don't know if I want to jump anymore.
That's so good. It's like,
that's
too
bad.
I'm not suggesting anymore. It's like, jump.
Jump.
And it's just like, he does it with a smile on his face.
So are there any other superheroes who can fly? I don't think so. In this.
The deep can fly in water.
Yeah.
I mean, funny. I'm sure that there are others that can fly that we're just not thinking of. Couldn't Stormfront fly?
Yeah, she could.
Yeah, she had like lightning fly
but
or whatever.
She ain't alive anymore.
She's unalived.
So do you think Stormfront could have killed Homelander?
No.
nah. Well, I mean, she wouldn't have even tried because, you know,
for, she needs him.
It's true. Yeah,
start the Fourth Reich. I can say that because that was the entire plot of season two.
Dude, it was. Like, that dude, is literally on her deathbed, she's like, what? You must start the Fourth Reich. Yeah.
Like, hey, what? He's like, no, stop it. Like,
get out of here. What the heck?
Like, pulls the plug.
He's like, no, I'm not starting some Fourth Reich. Get out of here.
Like, literally, the whole, just, like, the Storm Chaser plotline in the season is just neo-Nazis. But like, that is the whole thing.
You can tell he doesn't care about America because he's not like, I don't like you for being a Nazi. He's like,
he's just like, no, that's stupid.
He's like, that's dumb. I want to do it.
I feel like where Homelander's going to end up, he's going to end up like doing like an Aryan race type thing, but like soups. Because it's like, you hear him say things like when he's talking
so
to
Magneto,
like,
basically.
Yeah, it's like you hear him talking to like the VP candidate. I always forget her name. The head popper.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're going against like your race of people. Like, he refers to soups as a race of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're betraying your race and all this stuff. So it's like, I feel like that's where it's going. It's like kind of a soup supremacy storyline for him.
You think he's just going to go after the president in season four and just kill him? I think this is, I think season four is the last season.
No, because he assassinated the other VP so he can get the head popper as the VP. So he has an end to the government. That's that whole thing.
No, I think that was also a part of their – because he needed somebody to tell him where his son was. So
that
the,
too.
Her, the head popper, I'm pretty sure she was the one who told him where his son was.
Yeah, in exchange.
They would kill the current VP. And then what I think is going to happen in the next season is she's probably just going to, you know, pop the president's head when they win the election. And then she becomes the president. So now, you know, she's like the most powerful person on Earth.
Well, in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't want to say that. Tomato. Stand your ground on that one.
So, I think that's kind of it. For me.
Digging. We can keep going. You know, we could talk about.
I can dig.
The good old scene at the end of, was it episode two or three? The birthday episode where he gives that whole speech. It's like, I'm better than you.
Oh, yeah.
Where the. That it's just like Starlight was like, oh, was people make mistakes. And then Homelander's like, no, I don't make mistakes. I'm smarter. I'm stronger. I'm better. I'm
better than you.
It's kind of insane how, like, if you really think about it, like, in season one or season two, like, they have a lot more sort of, like, weight to the decisions they made. But now it's just, like, they just have a following now. So anything they do just kind of keeps them safe. Like, they could literally just do anything, which is insane. I find that to be crazy.
Like, all of... Starlight's followers are against
like how is she not fired or like I mean, I guess if you really think about it, it's not against the government, it's against a corporation, so in reality, like, they can't really do anything. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, I guess if you think about it in real life, I mean, and
quite frankly, I'm sure everybody in the government knows, like, this is, like, a national security problem. Like, there's a dude who's literally Superman who can fly around and kill
because there's the soups in the military.
The CIA is against VOT.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, they all are.
They all are.
I don't think the government even wants that. Like,
But the CIA cannot stop them because they don't have the means to stop them.
That and they're scared, too.
Well, I mean, also...
literally, like, this guy who can just fly through anything and... find you wherever you are. Like, you just
I wouldn't necessarily say, because, like, if we're going with the plot that, you know, the head popper, you know, ends up getting into the office with the guy that he's running with, that guy at the beginning of the season was talking with Edgar and talking about how he wanted to use Temp V to, like, you know, apply it to soldiers to give them superpowers.
Well, Edgar did,
yeah,
but
then he was kind of like going on board with it because he didn't. Because the way that they had done it before is they had taken, you know, superheroes that were already superheroes or basically children and throwing them into a military setting, and that just doesn't
rather
work.
Rather than having a soldier having who's a trained already, soldier like, mentally okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that begs the question, the people who are already mentally stable.
Like Captain America mentality, kind of.
Yeah, because yeah, he like, was... He was, I don't know.
They were showing that, like, the Compound V doesn't really work too well on adults either.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't, in the first season, when Homelander basically flies around and just injects a bunch of people with, or a bunch of terrorists with, like, you know, Compound V to make super terrorists.
And then it goes terribly wrong.
And there's that, but then he was also, like, he was also stating, like, oh, yeah, when I went and did it, like, I did it to like a lot of people and only a few survived because like, you know, he's like, I see why you guys don't mix it with like, you know, adults because it just doesn't work. Like they just die.
Oh yeah, that happens in season one, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Like all the people like bust out and they just start like killing each other. I think.
Yeah.
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 It's which crazy.
Season was it where Homelander kind of just like lasers an entire crowd of people?
I think that was
that's season two, but he doesn't actually.
It was in his head.
It's the first like hallucination he does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he does kill that SWAT team. Like that entire SWAT team in the house.
He pulls an Omni Man.
Oh yeah.
That was gruesome.
I feel like the Omni Man one is so much better because he just kind of like.
Because he basically just walks around like he's in creative mode in Minecraft.
Yeah, imagine this: you're like a SWAT team, like raiding a house, trying to like, I think they're trying to get Ryan out or something like that, and like. You walk downstairs and there's like this dude who literally is bulletproof, can hear super hearing, can laser super you in 2 seconds. Yeah. Like you're dead. You're not going. Yeah. If you run, he'll get you. You're not. Yeah, you're dying.
Then
you have his son.
That makes me think of like the.
You're dying.
the funny thing is like, I know this is like kind of off. Well, no, it's on topic, but like SCP. Like, they have, like, Task Force, right? Yeah, they have, like, Ninetale Fox, which is, like, the most elite, and they, like, have guns or whatever. But, like, the thing is that, like, what's the point of those guns when half of the creatures that you're facing don't take any damage to bullets and will just basically have powers that just immediately murder you?
And, I mean, that's kind of a thing that happens in, like, TV and movies, like, all the time. It's like, we know these guns don't work, but they keep using them anyways.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, there's a difference between, like...
It's like MM bringing a gun to the fight at the end, at the season finale.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all right, let's go.
It doesn't do
what are you do with that?
It's just a simple way to convey power scale.
Every single one of you.
I guess.
Every single bad person in there that you're going to try and attempt to kill is immune to bullets.
But I guess that's the same thing. Like, it's different in movies because when they like don't know what they're going up against and they have guns and then they meet it. But versus like a SWAT team that's going into Homelander's house and trying to find Homelander's
kid. Well, they were
looking
for Ryan and then Homelander like met up with them because he was looking for Ryan. They were all looking for Ryan. And that was the whole thing.
And it just kills all of them.
It just murks them all. They're dead.
And then Ryan flosses.
Gotta do the Fortnite
thanks,
dance.
Dad.
Bro, that season at the end, like that subtle like smile from Ryan at the end is absolutely terrifying.
Oh yeah,
because now you just have two Homelanders at this point.
But it's just like I'm just talking about from an acting standpoint. It was just so like well done. Just like the subtle like straight face to like a creepy evil smile.
It's a good season ender because at least people wondering.
Season
it's
ender.
Like okay. What direction is this going to go? Like, is maybe the next season going to be, like, a flash forward? Like, well, probably not because I was going to say it could be, like, a flash forward of, like, I don't know, 10 years when, like, Ryan's older or something. But they're not going to do that because Butcher only has 12 months to live.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to be like, yeah, rip Butcher. Anyways.
Yeah.
Like, they're not
going to
set that up for just through that.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, because they had the whole thing where Butcher, you know, was acting as a father figure for Ryan for the first half of the season. And then...
Why did he tell him to, like, basically tell him off when he left?
It was, I forgot the reason. I don't remember.
Like, was he just mad?
No, he wasn't mad. He was just trying to, like, get away without being, like, he just wasn't trying to get, like, too attached, I guess.
It was also the thing where it was, like, the closer he gets to Ryan, the closer Homelander gets because then he learns. But it doesn't even matter in the end because freaking Homelander finds out where he is anyway.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I find that to be stupid, but... What are you going to do? So can the head popper not kill Homelander? Like,
no.
It shows that... And
well, we don't know.
We don't know, but it's inferred that probably not.
But her end goal isn't to, like, to help Homelander. It's
she just wants to protect her daughter.
Yeah, she wants to protect her daughter, but, like, how does she... Is she technically... She's not a bad guy, but she's also
she's
not
a great
good.
She's a morally gray person. She's a politician.
Yeah.
she is
much.
A politician.
No, I guess that's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
On the mark.
I mean, and we do see, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but, like, previous seasons, she's literally, like, just killed people because they're in the way. Like,
A-Train and Robin.
Yeah, didn't they kill, like, the CIA lady, too?
Mallory?
Yeah.
No, they kill their kids. Or kill Mallory's kids.
No, I thought the head popper blew her up. Like,
Mallory's can.
No, she's alive.
Her contact. her, so the person that they talked to who wasn't Mallory at the beginning of season two.
Yeah, and they're standing outside of the van, like kind of.
And
like
then she gets the nosebleed,
and then just blows up.
That made me so sad. I felt so bad for her. It sucks.
Yeah.
Damn. So,
yeah, she's not the greatest person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would be a politician if they had those powers. Of course. Like, that's what it would be like. Yeah. Like, there's my opposition. Not anymore.
Because she really does have the most subtle power.
Yeah, it's like, how do you tell that this person is out here murdering an entire courthouse of people?
Like, if she had laser eyes, I'm sure it would be different.
Well, you can see it. You can't see her popping heads because she's just chilling there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only way you can tell is her eyes.
Yeah.
Like, her eyes get all, like, white or something like
that. All milky.
Yeah, and she's, like, popping heads.
But still, that's more subtle than laser eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody's more focused on the heads popping. They're not looking at someone's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know.
So does she have, like, super strength, too?
No, probably. I think it's just...
Probably not, like, super strength, but, like, you know, Huey has super strength.
Stronger than the average.
Stronger
than the average bear.
Oh, wait. Yeah, this is also another thing I want to talk about. So Huey's, like, when he gets his powers of teleportation.
What a shitty power.
Dude, no. Yeah, it's like one of those, like, shitty powers part two. You can teleport, but every time you do, you're naked. But no, like, he can grab people and teleport them with him. But he can't grab his clothes and teleport them? Like, what? He can teleport the people. Well, actually, never mind.
Can't teleport the other people's clothes either. It's just,
screw the clothing. I guess it's just people.
I don't understand. That seems like such a very specific, like,
yeah, it's because he's kind of like, see it as a way, it's like he's kind of a coward in a way. So it's kind of his way to, like, run away. But just the clothes, thing is kind of just the gag.
It is a subtle commentary on his character. Because I guess, like, the powers you gain are, like, base, like, maybe like, slightly, like.
So you see, like, Butcher has basically, like, Homelander-esque powers. Because he's kind of like a strong-willed character. And then the weak-willed character, Huey, gets kind of like a runaway power.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing with A-Train. It's like his entire time is just him running away from his problems.
You know who we haven't really talked about? Because they don't really do much this season.
A-Train?
Kimiko and Frenchie.
Frenchie, though.
I like his character, but it's like, I feel like they didn't do too much.
This is what I was talking about. Like, where she gets her, she like, gets the compound V and injected back into her.
Yeah.
So she becomes strong and like episode 7. And I was like, okay, they're probably going to build up to like where she's going to do something heroic in like the final season and the final episode because she got her powers back. No. She just kind of like waddles on up to, I mean, she does like save.
She does.
She murders a bunch of security guards.
But she also does that in season. She also does that in season 2. Yeah, she does the same thing in season 2.
But like, I don't know. I thought she was going to like kind of step in and like,
well, don't they fight Stormfront with Maeve? It's like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, that was Starlight, her whole part Maeve of like fighting the Kimiko. Main.
But like, I don't know. I thought they're gonna level the playing field with, you know, Soldier Boy in that final fight scene. But he literally just—you don't even see her. He just puts his hand out, catches her, and just chucks her into a wall, and then she's like MIA for the rest of the show. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, that's a good way to waste the character.
I feel like this show, as far as like, it's good. I'm not saying this as far as like a shot at the show for taking a dump on it, but like, I can sum up this show as, we need to kill Homelander, but oh shit, there's somebody in the way. Hold on, let me kill them first, and then I'll. Oh wait, hold on, it happened again. All right, let's do it. Crap.
I mean, remember originally, like, they didn't think Soldier Boy was still alive. They just thought
they were looking for a weapon to kill Homelander.
Yeah, they thought they had a way to kill Soldier Boy, but they didn't. But then upon finding out that there was no weapon, they found out that Soldier Boy can, because he just can boil the
V out, because they got rid of all the V out of Kimiko.
It's insane.
Yeah. And then it's like the thing with the show is that there are so many things happening. There are so many characters. It's like, you know, the Deep has his own little storyline. Noir has his own little storyline. A-Train, Homelander, Kimiko and Frenchie.
But they do it
Butcher.
Correctly. They do it right.
Yeah, so, but it's like, you know.
Like, did you watch the new Stranger Things season?
I watched the last episode.
They did it so poorly. Like, they just, it was just constant, like, just going back and forth between four different groups of people. And, like, it made me fall asleep at one point. It was just so boring and dragging on. Like, just put so much fluff in it. Like, this just worked out. Like, I liked it.
I also think there wasn't, because, I mean, it's fair to compare the two shows because they're both extremely popular and they both have, like, this big following. But, like, as far as the boys, like, their storylines intersect each other.
They do.
Like, yes. A character from one, you know, will go to the other or whatever. But they have them intersect. Now, with Stranger Things, it's they all split off, and then you bounce from one to another without connecting it until the end. That's what they've done with every single season of Stranger Things.
So, like, I don't know. It just dragged this season.
You have to keep up with it. Now, that's the thing is, like, I don't – I like where something is done in a show, like, where they advance. But, like, it's also the same thing where it's, like – I hate when a show just kind of like it starts, a bunch of shit happens, but when you really look back on it, nothing happens.
Oh yeah.
There's no sort of like, it's not like a
Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we tried to kill Homelander, but like Soldier Boy died. It's like, okay, that's something happening. You tried bringing him in, and then he died. But it's not even that. It's like Stranger Things. It's like, oh no, they're gonna kill Max. Oh wait, they didn't kill Max. It's like,
yeah, they kept Max. They killed the new lovable character.
Why did you do that? Like, that seems
done in like the past two seasons.
And they're like, oh, we killed Vecna. Oh wait, no, we didn't kill Vecna. He got away. Now he's like, and then he just left a bunch of bullshit for us for the next season, which is what this is. They didn't kill Vecna, Homelander, and then they just left a bunch of bullshit for them to deal with after.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Media Mix, and welcome to our Stranger Things podcast.
Sorry.
So before we get to the ratings, what would you guys? So like the past three shows have come out. Obi-Wan, Stranger Things, and The Boys. What would you rank them?
I haven't watched Obi-Wan yet.
Okay, well, you're out of this. Have you watched all three of them?
No.
He hasn't.
Well, I have watched one episode of Stranger Things, and it was the last one.
All right, well, I guess I'm the only one who will be giving this kind of rating.
I can say personally, I bet you the average show is probably better than Obi-Wan.
I think.
Aside from the last episode.
I think my rating's going
to
go.
Okay, wait, but real quick, before we get into this, disrespect to my man, Supersonic, who didn't talk about it all and got brutally murdered.
Apparently,
he was going to die. I told Nick, the episode.
That's so shocking.
The episode before he died, I was like, he's just a killable character. Like, they're going to kill him. He's going to die. Like, there's no way he's going to be alive. And then, at the end of this next episode, I was like, there he goes. He's dead.
But that was so sad. It's just like, you know, they're building him up. It's like, yeah, he might, you know, help out against Homelander. And then
Supersonic, why can't it?
He's the boyfriend.
I knew that. Like, I knew he was going to die. Killed.
Yeah, A-Train gets him. What a bitch.
I know. A-Train's just another little, like,
fuck A-Train. All my homies hate A-Train.
I love that scene where
the Deep though no he's not he's not Dick Ryder he's a G he's he knows he writer. Knows he could solo all of them
he has an octopus fetish and it is
listen problem. I still find it funny back in season two when he gets sent off to Sandusky, Ohio.
That was season one.
Oh my god, like, I laugh at that joke so fucking much.
Funny,
it is the
they're
funniest.
Like, they're like, yeah, we have. It's Cedar Point.
It's out of nowhere. Oh my god, it's out of nowhere. Because I'm watching it and I know everything that they're like,
we came up with your new name, the Savior of Sandusky.
Yeah, they're like, we got Kelly's Island, and I'm like, I've been there. And they're like, we have Cedar Point, we have one of the Great Lakes, and I'm like, guys, you can sell it all you want, but like, literally, Cedar Point's the only thing people are going there for.
Is there any like, crime for me to fight here? He's like, no, nothing really happens.
Nothing happens in Sandusky. You fish. It's the only thing. Dude, I laughed so hard right when they were like,
yeah, like, yeah, they got. We have a lot of swimming areas you can go into. He's like,
because they drive past a sign, and I've seen that sign in real life, and it's so funny every time. Oh god, I like the
scene where Homelander chews out A-Train for drinking the milkshake.
Nick has only seen all the TikTok clips of like. Dick.
I know. I'm sorry,
I can see your girdle
it's really
your fucking
funny.
Suit.
He's like, hey, what you drinking there? Oh, Shake Shack.
That fuckers.
I
when
see
he said
it.
Yummers, dude.
I can see
yummers. That's terrifying. I wanted to run away.
You got extra whipped cream there? Yeah.
Fat
I see
fuck.
You. He's like,
squeeze as much fat.
They like pokes him in the stomach. He's like, I know. Yeah. It's just so funny, dude.
Homelander is just really
just
honest.
They're just walking around.
What season was that from?
This season.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys didn't.
And then the Deep and A-Train, like, fight. And then the Homelander walks over and, like, helps up the Deep. He's like, here, come here, the Deep. I got you. And like turns around to Adrian. He's like, why don't you lay there and let your legs rest? You fat fuck. That's all you're good at. And then walks away as they're walking away. The Deep like turns around. He's like, like it's just so childish and so stupid. Good. It's just
yeah.
The Deep solos though, 100%.
Deep solos. He's a god. R.I.P. Timothy.
So what is
what are the ratings, boys?
What are our ratings? Wait, I didn't get
okay. Real quick, the order.
You have to be real quick. Yeah, we're at an hour.
The order.
Well, yeah, we also started like 10 minutes in.
No, we started 5 minutes in.
Like, definitely tried is 2 minutes. Third place, yeah. Stranger Things, because that was just dragging. Second place, Obi-Wan. Then The Boys is the top.
I think as far as writing goes, Boys is really good because it has good writing. As far as like cinematography goes, I feel like there's more memorable moments in Stranger.
No, because there's so like I don't know if you're talking about the context of like stuff that's clippable. There's only like three things in Stranger Things that get clips, like Eddie solo and like stupid other things. And here, like a million different clips happen of like Homelander and.
To be fair, they have source material to follow with The Boys. That's they true. Can follow something, albeit like vaguely.
Butcher saying oi, like, you know.
Yeah,
oi.
They can vaguely follow a comic book butcher. Story and then be able butcher. To, like...
Big head butcher.
Yeah, convert oi. It to TV. Meanwhile, Stranger Things is only... Is like, a from-the-ground-up built-up. And then Obi-Wan is directed by Disney, which apparently in everybody's eyes can do no wrong. So,
except for Star Wars Puppet, who just got canceled yesterday on Twitter.
What?
Oh my god!
What happened? What? I'll get yeah,
we'll,
later.
We'll get this later.
All right, but let's get to the on their own time. Ratings
of just season three.
Of just season three.
Okay.
Season
three. Okay.
Who I wants don't... to go first?
I can go first.
Okay, have Dylan go first. He's our guest.
Yeah. So if I had to give it a rating, I don't have anything to show you physically, but I'd probably give it like a 9, because it's like. Really, everything leading up to Herogasm was amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I felt like the ending fell a little flat.
Yeah.
With the reveals of, like, you know, Black Noir's mm-hmm. backstory and, you know, Homelander being Soldier Boy's son. I feel like that didn't really impact the series as much. I also hate how Soldier Boy is gone. I feel like he should have maybe disappeared. I don't think he's going to return. So I don't like that.
They should have either killed him or kept him.
Yeah, I think he should have, like, dipped. Like, how they showed the, you know, the clip of Maeve, like, taking Soldier Boy into the van. It's like maybe it's just a clip of, like, Soldier Boy just, like, running away or something. Leaving
yeah.
to kind of go recover or something, like, away from everyone else.
To appear in the next season, yeah. like, unexpectedly.
Yeah. Also, Maeve should be dead. That's another thing.
Wait, did we even touch that?
We did not.
I feel like he touched it a little bit.
I complained about it a second, but we didn't talk about it.
I'll say really quick, her falling off a building after getting her power zapped and surviving is kind of stupid, yeah. and her still being an asshole.
It's like, even if the surviving the explosion is believable, she is falling 90 stories to the ground.
Yeah. And also,
she's not living that.
After getting blown up by like a mini nuke, and then having all the V in her blood just obliterated before she hits the ground, because we saw the explosion midair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she hits the ground.
And it's fine. And is in an alleyway.
Yeah, it's completely fine. You know, just like, oh, okay, I'm just going to hop in this car.
And before I forget, you know how you said, like, like it's giving powers to people and it kind of makes them shittier or whatever?
Yeah.
That just goes to show that Maeve is just a shitty person with powers. Yes. The powers didn't make her worse. She's just a terrible person.
She's just a bad person.
But anyway,
that's
go
just
ahead.
Her personality.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like the ending could have been it was still good. It's just like I feel like if you change like the spectacle of like the season two ending with the buildup of season three, it's like a perfect season. It's a 10 for me. But it's just like I feel like the ending fell a little flat for me. But everything else was great. All the characters had something interesting to do, and it was just an enjoyable time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think as far as like, cause I keep on thinking of Stranger Things, like how I rank the seasons. I don't know. It's difficult cause all the seasons of The Boys, I think are like the same, not as far as like content. I think as far as like enjoyability, I think I enjoyed all of them the same. I don't think I enjoyed one more than the other. I mean, it's a show that, like, every time I watch it, it sort of makes me anxious because I feel like something bad is always going to happen. So, like, I will like, hats off to them for doing that. But, like, I don't – I think my overall rating of season three of The Boys is, like, an 8 out of 10. I don't think it's a 9 or a 10 just because I don't think, like, anything extremely major happens besides the vice president thing and the whole, like, him finding his son. But, like, really as far as, like, people dying or substantial, like – I mean, I guess when you really think about it, I guess there is stuff that happens, but I personally don't feel like anything happened.
When your most impactful death is Timothy the Octopus, there's a problem.
Yeah. But 8 out of 10 for me. So what do we have? Yours?
9.
Mine's 8. What's yours?
So, I don't know. I remember back in, like, when season 1 first came out, that's, like, all – like, you, Nick is the reason why I started watching.
Yeah, because I got literally everyone to watch
Literally, he was like, guys, you need to watch The Boys. It's so good. And we're like, oh, my God, Nick, I don't want to watch this stupid show. And then we watched, and we're like, okay, this is awesome. This is actually great.
I was the one who got everyone to watch it. And then Colin pissed and moaned the whole freaking time when I tried to get him to watch it. He still won't.
This is a told-you-so moment. Say it.
I think the show was awesome. It was just, and I think every episode was really enjoyable. I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10. Just because.
The math harder. I was going to do the mental math in my head, but the 9.5 sucks.
Why don't you incorporate some top three in the review?
So, I give it a 9.5 only because it's not a 10 just because of the ending. Like, the ending was epic, but, like, they just ended it to where, like, nothing changed from the last season, as we already said. And, like, I don't know, maybe, like, it would have been cooler if they would have amped up the final fight too, you know, like kind of how we're talking about, like where they just barely made dents in the walls and stuff. Like, they'd be cool if they're like punching each other through floors and like flying through walls and like, you know, just like, I don't know, just
I think it's
a little bit more amped up. And then like somebody, like, you know, Soldier Boy dies or runs away and like, or just not just get, doesn't just get, I don't know, set under ice again like he did last. Yeah.
I think as far as it's having weight to it, I think, and it, especially like, I don't know, it's just, I like when something has a sort of amount of weight to it. Like, there's, I can't think of any in particular, but like if you had like a lightsaber fight in Star Wars, like you have them like throwing lightsaber slashes and they like slice through like a door and it like falls apart and you're like, oh my God. Or like they do a force push and then like it blows off like the doors. I don't know, something crazy like that.
But I do have to say the build up at the end for like the next season was good.
It was good.
They have a good build up. They have like, you know, whole Ryan being kind of like low-key evil now, and then
he's a menace.
Yeah, Ryan being society. A menace, and the whole head popper storyline, and then Butcher only having 12 months to live.
Yeah.
And like where it's gonna go from here. So
I think Starlight's part of the Boys.
So
that's pretty cool.
I have
Starlight's low-key been a great character this season.
Oh yeah,
we don't talk about, but yeah, she's around and she's great.
I have the final rating.
Is it like
8.75?
Nope. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. Higher or lower?
7. Slightly higher.
Slightly
higher.
8.79.
8.83 out of 10.
Yeah.
8.833333 out of 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You guys are math people. I can't do this. This is my job.
I just set a number.
I'm a finance people. I don't do this.
It's math?
Yeah, I know it is.
I'm a calc student.
Why didn't you do it?
Basic algebra student.
Listen, I'm a math teacher.
I failed algebra 2 like twice.
I can't waste my brain cells on basic math.
Good thing my calculator didn't. Anyways, right. Thank you all so much for watching and tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Boys. Please leave a comment. Let us know if you actually like and agree with our rating, if you like the show, if there's any memorable moments you want to put in the comments. I know we will.
Mm-hmm.
Feel
free to let us know if there's anybody else you want on our podcast. We had Dylan today. So if you'd like to see Dylan again, or hear him, we would be more than happy to invite him back on. That goes for anybody else that used to be on the podcast. If we can get them back on,
we want you back.
Carmine, we could get him back on if he crawls out of his cave. We have plenty of other friends, so if you wanted us to have more guests and hear new voices, we could do that.
Maybe we'll actually post the Pokemon video that we filmed with Carmine.
No.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. We never will, because it was a great video when it was filmed, but just never.
Now it's outdated. Well, it's expired.
Now there's a new set.
Listen, man.
Yeah, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you follow the other social medias that they have, like What, y'all's got a Twitter, you got TikTok, you got Instagram.
Yep.
If you guys want us to do anything else, like play video games, where there's games that might be coming out soon that we'd enjoy to play, you can comment that too. And this is a really long outro, so
yeah, I think we're chilling. We're having a good time.
I think this is where we say goodbye.
I don't ever want to say goodbye.
Dylan, would you like to say goodbye?
They can't see me waving, but there you go.
Now they can. Bye, everyone.